USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Transgender athlete Leah Thomas tells ABC News that transgenders are not a problem for women's sports.
You can't go halfway and be like, I support trans women and trans people, but only to a certain point, where if you support trans women as women and they've met all the NCAA requirements, then I don't know if you can really say something like that. Trans women are not a threat to women's sports.
The Uvalde Police Department and the Uvalde Independent School District Police Force are no longer cooperating with the Texas Department of Public Safety's investigation into the massacre at Robb Elementary School. The Uvalde Police Chief and a spokesman for the Uvalde Independent School District did not immediately respond to requests from news outlets to explain the silence. USA Radio News.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
Traffic, pedestrians, and joggers reappeared on the streets of Shanghai on Wednesday as China's largest city began returning to normalcy amid the easing of a strict two-month COVID-19 lockdown. Shanghai's Communist Party Committee issued a letter online proclaiming the lockdown's success while defending President Xi's hardline zero-COVID policy. The country's leadership appears to acknowledge the public backlash against the strict measures. The Supreme Court of the United States, in a narrow 5-4 vote, is recognizing free speech for corporate America.
The Supreme Court is temporarily blocking a Texas law that restricts some social media platforms from moderating content. In a 5-4 vote, the justices granted an emergency request from big tech companies to block a lower court order that would have let the law go into effect. The case is still making its way through challenges in lower courts, so it will likely end up before the Supreme Court again in the future. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. That's 800-631-9123.
The Tau Hercules meteor shower put on a decent display overnight. The meteor shower peaked around 1 a.m. Eastern Time, with 10 to 15 meteors an hour spotted falling from the night sky. That was according to EarthSky.com. The next meteor shower visible to the United States will arrive October 8th and again October 21st. In a time of war, Ukraine President Zelensky praises his country's ability to unite the world's unified stance against Russia's aggression. Speaking with Newsmax overnight via a translator, Zelensky says it's the American people that make the difference, not political powers.
I don't know what would happen if the president, if Donald Trump would be the president for the United States in this situation, so I cannot predict what would happen. But the values of the United States, they're all the same. I mean, any person could become a president. Some might like Ukraine more, some less, some might have respect to Putin, some might not, but the values that our country is fighting for are definitely the ones shared by the United States, and it's truly important that the United States still have the institutions working despite whoever comes to power.
In the National Hockey League, the Eastern Conference Finals, Game 1 of 7, is tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern. The Tampa Bay Lightning will travel to the Big Apple and face the Rangers. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.